We are learning Mishnah Zivamis, Taf Kuf Chof Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Kuf Yotes Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Nisyavmu Umesu, so we're starting like six lines in the bottom, Nisyavmu. It said in the Mishnah that we have here these two brothers married to two women, two wives. They're not related to each other, the wives, but the brothers obviously are brothers. And they both came and said the husband died. The halach is that they're only Neman for themselves if the husband died. But then now they have to do Yibum, and the other one's not believed for them that their husband died. And therefore, it turns out, let's say Rachel was married to Reuven, Rachel cannot get remarried now because she has to make sure Shimon's dead. And that Shimon's wife said he's dead is not enough for her because the Yavama, which means a sister-in-law, was not believed for her. But Nisyavmu, let's say they did Yibum to Levi and Yehuda, two other brothers, and then the Mesu Ayivmin. So then it's like the kind of comments that Sturin Linase, and Rabbi Lazar Oimer, Hov Hutul Yivam Hutul Chadam. That Rabbi Lazar says, once they went ahead and married Levi Yehuda, both this Rachel and Brachel, both married Levi Yehuda, and now Levi Yehuda die, then they go get remarried. How do you know Shimon's not alive for Rachel? How do you know Reuben's not alive for Brachel? There it is, since they did Yibum, Hov Hutul, as it says in the Mishnah. What does that mean? Boy Rava. What is Pshad Rabbi Lazar? My time Rabbi Lazar. Because he holds that a tzara, which in this case means a yevama, the sister-in-law, that the sister-in-law is neman to say edus for her sister-in-law or not. Maybe a different shot. Here we see both of them went ahead and did yibum. So if they went ahead and did a maisa with their edus that the husband died, and they weren't worried about makalka themselves, ruining themselves with all the knosses, vaistos, it's true what they're saying. If it's true what they're saying, so then they can believe the Gavir Chavrata also. They see they took their Edus into action and actually got married with it. That's Pshad Rabbi Lazar. That's the Safik. So the first Tzad of Rabbi Lazar is maybe he holds that Tzara's Midl Chavrata. The other Tzad is that she's not Makal Kanavsha. So Taisus asks that if Rabbi Lazar argues on the whole idea that, and he holds that a sister-in-law is Neman for the other sister-in-law, so the Rabbi Lazar should argue on the Mishnah Dafkuf Vizayin. Dafkuf Vizayin says that five Nashim not Neman, and one of them is the Yavama. So if he argues Yavama, let her argue there. So Taisha says, that's for sure, that if she walks into Bezdin just to say Avis on her sister-in-law's husband, she's not Neman. Because she wants to makalkal her. But here, she said Avis for herself. She wants her own husband die. On that, Rabbi Lazar holds, when you're saying Avis for yourself, that's when you'll be Neman, if it is sad. So Shah is Rabbi Lazar is because she's saying Avis for yourself in Neman, or because she actually took it into practice and got married. That's two stars of Shah and Rabbi Lazar. L'may nafkamina. What's an nafkamina between the two reasons? L'nsuve l'tzara mekami dida. Could the tzara get married before she goes ahead and gets married? Yamrit tzara mi'il l'chavrata. If you hold the tzara, could be saying Avis for her friend when she's saying for herself. Afagavla insevin simul l'tzara. Even if she didn't get married yet, the tzara could go ahead and get married, because it's not because we see that you did a mice that's makalka nafsha could get married. Here, you see that the edus alone is enough. But Iyamrit, Bishum, the Hila makalka nafsha, if she's not makalka herself, if she gets married to someone, then we see she took it into practice, then she's Matsimila Tsara, you married a Tsara. If she didn't get married, if she didn't get married herself, the Tsara cannot get married. That's a tut star, the Mshah and the Shah, and Afkamina is, does the Tsar have to get married? Now, actually, in our Mishnah, the only way that would work is to get married the exact same time together, so then that would work. But like the bottom, Fir Abelazam, but here, the case would be in our Mishnah, it's even easier because they both got married to a Yavama, which that was Mutter to do anyway, because the Neman for that. They got married to Levi and Yehuda. So here, they both went into practice, so that will help the Tsar after Levi and Yehuda die, the Tsar get remarried, Lashuk, because they would be believed, according to Abelazam, because both tzaros went ahead and did a maisa with their edus and actually got married. So that's the sophic pshat of Rabbi Lazar. Is pshat of Rabbi Lazar his a tzaros taken neman lechavrata, or pshat is because she went ahead and got married, she's not going to calculate herself. So two tzaros of Rabbi Lazar. Smai, what's the halacha? Toshimai, lintan abraisa. Rabbi Lazar Imra, hoyul v'hutru liyavamim hutru l'chadam. Our Mishnah says, hoyul v'hutru liyavamim hutru Hutru the says over here hutru hutru leivam hutru lechaladam. That's mutru lechaladam. Iyam bishlama the hila mekalkel nafsha. If he holds that hila mekalkel nafsha, that the pshat is that she's not mekalkel herself, it's good because here the Mishnah says the case was that you did actually the dibum. Here the case was that they actually did Yibam in our Mishnah. So Chara, Mishnah sounds like only if you do Yibam do you say the Svara that she's not that's an Emam, because there she's not going to Makalkal herself. Eli Amrit, so let's see what we're going to say. Eli Amrit, so let's see what we're going to say. Eli Amrit, Mishnah the Tzara, Me'idah L'Chavrata, but if she says Mishnah the Tzara, Me'idah L'Chavrata, Afagav, Lo Insev Nami, even if you didn't get married, why does the Mishnah say a case of Nesiyavmu? Our Mishnah says a case that Rav Lazar argues about Nesiyavmu. If the Pshat was that in any case, you know, why do I have a case of Nesiyavmu? Eli Shmami, no, time there, Eli Azar, Mishnah the Insev, who will be called Kanavsha. It's Mashmah our Mishnah, the reason Rav Lazar is because she went ahead and got married with her Adis. With her Adis, she went ahead and got married. So you see, the Svara is because she's not going to be Kalkal herself. Mishum the Insevu, Vlam Kalkan Avsha. Zagmar, no. Really, Rabbi Lazar argues he holds every Yavam as Neman for her sister in law. Rabbi Lazar, the Vrem Kamalu. Lididi, he's saying the Dvar of the Rabbanans. Lididi, Tzara, Me'id Lechavrata. According to me, the Tzara is made for her friend. Bafagavla Insev, Mansimala. And even if she doesn't get married, she is. Afgav leinsev mensimula, and even if she doesn't get married, we let the Torah get married. Ella the dechu the Rav Lazar can feed you Rabbanon oidle mias the heichad insev mensimula. Mshun dehim lekal kalkan afsha. Rav Lazar, Father, I hold the Torah. Yavam is neman for the sister in law. What's the tiny thing about you? Lachar, you should be masking here. They went ahead and did yibum. If you went ahead and did yibum, so lachar, she wouldn't be mekalkan afsha. She should be neman. And what did Rabbanon say? Rabbanon say no. Thomas nafsha plishtin hu dekavda. It's Thomas Nafshe and Plishtin over here that she's worth for her to makalka herself, to makalka her own nefesh in order to, it's worth for her to makalka her own nefesh in order that she should ruin her sister-in-law's life. And therefore, it's not a riot that she went ahead and get married. So still, we don't have a riot, what Rabbi Lazar holds. Toshimas, try bringing out a riot. Isha Shaholcha, he ubailam dinas yom. A lady that she and her husband went on Dinas Yom. She comes back, she was, and there was another tzara here. There was two ladies married to a man. One of the wives went with the husband to Dinas Yom. She comes back, Vava Amra, Mace Bailey. She comes back and says, my husband died. Tinase v'tituk suvasa. She'd get remarried and take a ksuba. Why? Because she's now one for herself. V'tzarasa asura. The tzara is asa. Rabbi Lozah, Rabbi Lozah argues on this. Says, hoyol v'hutra hi, hutra na mitzarasa. Rabbi Lozah says, no. Since she went ahead and got married, so the tzara is also mutter. So what do you see? That alone, that hutra, even when I came married, that alone that she's mutter to get married, is enough that the tzara is mutter. So you see, Pshan Rav Elazar is, because a tzara is neman on a chavrata. And not because she actually did a maisa to ruin herself. We see here, halva hutra linase, hutra mitzirase. See, just that, even the mishasta heter already, we allowed a tzara to get married according to Rav Elazar. So the Gemara says, no. Only if she got married. Since she was hutra and she actually got married, so then the tzara is a neman. So we're saying here, we got out of that raya again, that kubir blaza holds the only time you're neman for your tzara or for your vama is only if you go ahead and do a maisa, a pa'ula, and practically listen to your edus and get married, and you're mekalkal yourself, then you're neman for your tzara. Break the Gemara, Akasha. In this case over here, she went ahead and got married, so it's a raya that her husband really is dead. Because if not, she's not going to ruin herself. Just to spite her tzara, but the Marzakasha have a itzir. Veleches dumo gita asoi. Maybe she came back from Dinas Yom with a get from her husband. She saw she has a good shtick. She's going to say her husband died, and not only that, she's going to go get remarried. So she really, it's really true now. She went to get remarried, and she's messing herself up. So it must be really true. But really, she has a get. She's hiding the get. V'haydik am rahachi lekalkal tzara mechavna. Just trying to mekalkal the tzara. Just trying to mekalkal the tzara. That's all she's trying to do. What's the raya according to Rabbi? Because she got married, maybe she really has a get, and she really has a get. She's going to get married.
The get doesn't have a
call. What? The get doesn't have a call. It's in Dinas Yam. It was far away. Maybe Dinas Yam had a call, not here. And Rashi asks, why don't we say the same kasha on our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar also says, when two Yavamas, which are two sister-in-laws, there, if one gets married, we believe we got the other one. That's what our Mishnah said according to Rabbi Lazar. Why don't we have the same kasha there? There it can't be because there you did yibum. By yibum, even if you had a get from your husband, you can't do yibum because that's eshesach. If you get a get from your husband, you cannot marry the brother, because that's Eshesach. So there, anymore couldn't have a kasha. I want to ask this case, where there was one man married to two ladies. She comes back and says, my husband died. So her brother says, oh, if you're getting remarried, so it must be that you believe the tzara. But the Gemara's kasha, no, maybe she has a get. And she's doing a calculated tzara. So the Gemara says, you're right. Either intively Yisrael, hakanami. If she goes married to Yisrael, it's not a raya, because maybe she has a get. She got married to a kohen. And here, if she has a get, and she's hiding it, and she says her husband died, and she marries a kohen, she's worried her husband will show back up, and then she'd have to go out of this marriage, because the Maisa, she's not married the Kohen with a grusha. She just show a get now, but she doesn't have to leave the Kohen. So there, it's Taka Arai. If she goes ahead and gets married with her Edus, then you blame them for the Tzara. Now, there's an interesting question over here. It says over here that really maybe she has a get. What a worry. She has a get. And she just is coming back to spite her Tzara, just to get her Tzara good. So you see from here, even though they're not a Tzara anymore, remember, she has a get. If she has a get, that means she is not related, she's not like a co-wife anymore with the Tzara. She already has a get. Still, she's willing to go ahead and make up a story, even though she's not a co-wife anymore, even if she's not a Tzara anymore, but still you see it, because they once hated each other, they stay like that, even after she actually has a get. That's even this Gemara, the Rashi points this out on the Tosfos of the Rambam My Time on Kufi Tesan Beis. Ad Kan, the Shaila of being Neman Legabe, your sister-in-law. Now we're going to go into the next Mishnah and the next few blot. We're going to go into what's a person's edus that someone's dead? What's called a good edus that someone's dead? Zok the Mishnah. Eim edim ella al parts of panim machoitim. If you want to say edus on someone that's dead, you have to say edus by saying, I recognize the person's face. I recognize the person, but you have to see his face with a nose. Aval pish yesh simonim begufoi v'kelo. Even though you have simonim in his guf, or in his kelo, which is his clothing, you are not nemon with simonim beguf or bekelo. You're not nemon with that. You're only nemon by recognizing him. That's the only way you're nemon. Another din in the Mishnah. Eim idim elach teitzei nafsha. You can't say edus until you actually saw him that he was dead. Vafilu royu ra'u maguyat. Even if you saw him cut up, v'tzolav, or hung from the gallows. V'achaya achelas bay, or achaya is eating him. All these things are not enough to say edus. Eim idim. All these cases, you can't say edus. You have to only eim idim ala teitzei nafsha until you see he's dead. Another halacha. Eim idim ala gimel yomim. You only can give edus if he's within 3 days of death. But after 3 days of death, then you cannot say edus anymore, because he changes. His body changes, his face changes, and therefore you can't say edus. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Imer, loy kol adam, v'loy kol hamakom, v'loy kol hashoy shavan. Not every person, not every place, and not every hour is the same, which means some people are fatter, so they get bloated faster, and some people, if it's hotter, the place is hotter, they get decomposed quicker, depends what time of the day it is. So therefore, not everything is Shava, and the Gemara later on will declare, is Yehuda Bava arguing l'kula or l'chumra? Is he saying a kula or chumra? The Tanakhama said 3 days. What's he saying? You have more than 3 days, less than 3 days. The Gemara will talk about it on Daf Kufal Pamanala. Zok to Gemara. The first line of the Mishnah said that Edis only on parts of Panam. Tanar Abanam. Padachas v'loy parts of Panam. Let's say Edis just on the forehead without the parts of Panam, or parts of Panam with Padachas. Eime Edim Atziyush Shneim Imachaitim. You don't say Edis until you have Shneim Imachaitim. You need both the Padachas and the face with the nose. That's the only time you say edus. It means the forehead is part of the face. In order to say edus, you can't say edus if you only saw the from the eyes down with the nose. That's not enough. You have to see the forehead as well in order to make a definite identification that this is the man that you're saying edus on. On my bayit, Tem Rav Kana, Mikra, what's the makar on the pasuk? According to Rashi, the question is, what's the makar on the pasuk that you have to recognize him by the face? Because the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hakoras Peneim Unzabam. Hakoras Peneim. See, you recognize a person with the face. And Taisus says that this pasuk, Hakoras Peneim Unzabam, is teaching us the Padachas. Taisus says, the Ramascha Hakoras, Pirish, Tzorak Padachas Shal Peneim. You need the Padachas of the face. Hochi Maisa Hakro, the Chsiv Hakoras Peneim Unzabam, the Mashma, Tzorak Hakoro, Levad Menaponim. That's how Taisus learns. So we Rashi, just stam the Makar that you go by face. According to Taisus, it teaches us Padachas also. The Gemara says a mice about a Padachas. Abba Marta, he is Abba Bamin Yoimin, the famous Abba Bamin Yoimin, have a mask of the Beres Kalusa Zuzi. He owed the Beres Kalusa money, he was overdue, and he was scared to walk by him because the Beres Kalusa will not be too nice to him. So I see Kira, he got wax, Dovak Ablisa, he put it on a worn out piece of material, and Dovak Ba'afuse, and he attached it to his forehead. Chalav Kamayu, he walked right by the Reish Kalusa, v'loy b'shakre, v'kruah. Didn't recognize him. So you see that without the Padachas, you cannot recognize a person. If you cover the Padachas, you cannot recognize a person. You see, it's very part and parcel of recognizing people. Now, Zog Tikkun Varavait, it said in the Mishnah that you need to recognize his face. It's not enough if you have a simon in his guf or a simon on his clothing. Lememra zok the Gemara simon lav deraisa. It means, sounds like from here, that the concept of simonim is not deraisa. We have machlekes in Maseches Bava Metzia. If simonim deraisa derabanan, shai learn from a pasuk afa simla in the pasuk in Eilu Metzias is pasuk by Aveda. As shav simon deraisa not. It sounds like from here, you can't be marry off a isha with simonim. Sounds simon is not deraisa. Reminu asher akasha. It says by get. Matzu, you found a get kosher v'kis, was tied in a wallet of a arniki, a little pocketbook, but with a davas or with a ring. Oish v'mitzvah in Caleb, where you found it between your own pieces of utensils, your own pots and pans. You found it there. I feel as my ruba kosher, even after a long time, it's kosher. And the kosher is from the first part of the brisa. The brisa says if you found it in a kis in an arniki, and how do you know that's yours? Teretz, you have a simon. So you see simon the brisa. So it's a kasha. Armish says simon lav deraisa, and here we see that you can return a get with a marry of isha with a simon on a kiss and a arniki and a tabas. On my bay like kasha harav loz benavoy harabanon. It's talking chagis tanoim. The time limit in a brayse. Im idim al hashuma. You can't say edis if someone has a wart and you come say edis that you saw a person dead and had this funny looking wart. It's not an edis. Rav loz benavoy om idim. It is a good edis. So my lav. What's the machlokes? Welcome if you give the mashal simon deraisa. Mashal simon derabanon. The machlekes is simon deraisa, simon derabanan. Al kaponim, that can be pshat in the stira. We have our mission says that simon don't work. We have here a brisa that says simon don't work by get. That's a stira. Teretz says no. There's different tanoim. One's a rabbanan mavoyi and one's a rabbanan. Amar Rava, no. The kuliyama simon deraisa. Everyone holds simon deraisa, and we'll have to see why our mishta doesn't work with simon. Amar Rava Beis will talk about that. Amar Rava, the kuliyama simon deraisa. And what's the machlekes? Well, let's avoid the rabbanon. Hacha b'shuma metzuya ben gila k'mifgi. Machlekes is it possible for someone else to have the exact same shuma? Marsav shuma metzuya ben gila. It's possible to have a shuma in another person who was born at the same exact time, same exact mazel. So it's possible someone else to have such a shuma. Marsav ain't a metzuya ben gila. It's not metzuya, and therefore it's a good simon. It's like this. Really, simon on the rice, and that's why you give it back a get. What's the machlekes by shuma? The machlekes by shuma is it possible to have a replicate the shuma or not? That's the machlekes. And what's down our Mishnah? We'll see. V'ikadamri. Everyone knows simon deraisa. Hocha b'shuma asuyo shtanis la'acham misa k'mifgi. Masav asuyo shtanis la'acham misa. Masav in asuyo shtanis la'acham misa. Machlekes says, is it possible for a wart to change its colors after misa? One knows it could and one knows it can. Therefore, it's not a good simon. If it could change, therefore, it's not a good simon.